Welcome to Five More Minutes, a podcast where I talk about Jesus and the gospel, and some of you listen. It's often related to the sermon from this past Sunday. And at CPC this past week, we looked at Acts chapter 16, where the early church continues to grow, despite persecution from the outside, from merchants, and from religious leaders, and from political leaders, also internal bickering. Just as much, if not more than now, the early church had to figure things out, and they argued about it. And at the beginning of Acts chapter 16, something wild happens. The Apostle Paul circumcises Timothy because he wants to guard the conscience of the Jewish converts to Christianity in the early church. And that might not sound interesting to you, but if you're familiar with the Apostle Paul, you would know that he uses his strongest language to oppose anyone who says Jesus plus blank equals salvation. That is not only a distortion of the gospel, it's actually not the gospel anymore if we're saying that to come to Jesus, you must both trust him and. The second we say both and, we're distorting the gospel. And so for the Apostle Paul to do that helps us remember this important category of learning to guard one another's consciences. Not about essential things. If someone says, you know, I think Jesus was just a good dude, and they're at your church, and they're professing faith in him, we don't need to guard their conscience. We need to say, no, he is and must be more, or this is all untrue and silly. But on non-essential matters, politics, how we run the church, when someone receives the sacrament of baptism, how to do communion, music in the church, and some of those are interesting issues to you and some of them are not, because we all have our different non-essentials that we're super passionate about. How do we discuss any of those things? Yes, even politics in 2018, and guard one another's conscience. Well, there are two ways. One is humility. We talk about humility a lot because it's all over the scriptures, implied, stated, illustrated, reminded. I'm going to define it here as true confidence. You have stories and experiences and skills and a sense of humor and knowledge that other people don't have. And that's important. And in conversation, you are supposed to be honest about that without needing to win. Some of the most knowledgeable people, some of the most gifted people that I've ever come across express their giftedness with this winsome tone of voice that is remarkable. People with PhDs saying, you know, I know something about that. Would you like to hear some of what I know about it? And if you then go back and read their resume or the book they wrote or the plenary speech that they gave at this convention, you're like, oh my gosh, they know so much about it. But they present it with a humility, which is true confidence. Humility is not being humiliated. It's a true confidence in our stories, in our gifts, in our experiences, in our knowledge, in our sense of humor. And then it's also friendship. So when we're with another person and we're discussing a non-essential, the way to guard our conscience is to remember, or perhaps to learn for the first time, that we are all, if we're discussing anything with another human being, friendship is involved in what we're doing. And the friendship is more important than the argument, especially if it's about a non-essential thing, but perhaps always. My friend Ty likes to say that all good ministry starts with friendship. And that doesn't, none of this sounds remarkable to you. And yet, this week, you're going to get into a discussion with someone and you're going to be tempted, and I know this because it's going to happen to me probably in the next hour, to win. You're going to be tempted to win. And some of you are capable of it, others haven't won in years, but we're still tempted. And what we do, I think, this week, is we look at our friend and we remember that they are more important than winning. And when we can't remember, we're so passionate and we're so mad, especially if it's politics or music in the church, the two things that people most often lose their mind about. I'm going to encourage you to pray. Lord, help me remember that friendship is more important than winning. Lord, help me know that this person is more important than this argument. Lord, help me remember that friendship is more important than winning. And I think that'll help us guard one another's consciences. And we'll do it poorly. And then we'll ask for forgiveness. Another important step. But I hope that you notice the Apostle Paul being willing and able to guard one another's consciences in the early church. You and I can do the same by God's grace.